Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Imagine doing something not based on any evidence, but through belief and faith. That totally contrasts to the world we live in. Science is based on evidence, and the scientific method is designed to verify if the evidence collected establishes the hypothesis. Criminal cases rely on evidence. In the United States, our criminal justice system requires evidence to be presented by the prosecutor if there is to be any hope of a conviction. Juries aren't allowed just to take the word of the prosecutor when deciding guilt or innocence. Some type of evidence, even if only circumstantial evidence, must be presented before a verdict can be rendered. Evidence, unlike faith, is something that can or could be humanly seen. In the case of a murder where a gun is used, some type of evidence linking the bullet to the gun to the defendant will be offered. The problem with physical evidence is it can be contaminated. Its integrity can be called into question if not handled properly. Sometimes, evidence can also be manufactured, whether to support a prosecutor's case against a defendant or by a scientist to verify a hypothesis. And when evidence is used in a corrupt way, a corrupt result is obtained. Faith is not based on what we see, because the reality is, if we can see something for ourselves with our own eyes, we have very little need for faith. We have faith for those things which we hope for and have not seen. Throughout history, people of God have had faith. Take, for example, Noah. Noah lived during a time when people's thoughts were focused on evil, and it was so bad even God felt bad and initially thought the easiest solution would be to kill everyone, until he came across Noah, who walked with God and found grace from God. Noah lived his life doing what God expected. We have no idea whether Noah saw himself as different than everyone else, or if everyone else saw him as different. We do know that God devised a plan where all the evil people would die, and Noah and his family would live. We do know God told Noah that the people would die, and he needed to build an ark to specifications provided by God, and that this ark, which we know would protect Noah and his family, would preserve animal life. Noah was also to take aboard enough food for his family and the animals. Genesis 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shall thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life, from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee, they shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee, to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Noah did all of this without any physical proof of an impending flood. There are no mentions prior to this in the Bible of rising floodwaters or a catastrophic change to climate which could lead to widespread flooding. We just know that God came to Noah and told him to build this ark, and Noah did. Noah had no physical evidence that a flood was coming. All he had was the word of God, much like what we have today. Like Noah, would we be able to say that we acted with faith? When Noah became aware of something made known by God, not verifiable with physical proof, Noah acted in faith. Would we today act in faith? For those who are called and who have the Holy Spirit, we must act in faith through the rest of our human life. We must keep the faith in good times and bad times. 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Faith is defined by the Bible to be the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is through faith we understand there is a spiritual world that transcends the physical world we see. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Throughout the Old Testament, there are so many examples of people who lived by faith. Abel lived by faith and offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Enoch, who also walked with God, was translated that he should not see death. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. If we wish to please God, we must have faith, knowing that he diligently rewards those who seek him. Verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When Noah built the ark, there was no evidence of the flood. And when Abraham left his homeland for the promised land, he left sight unseen. Verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. That very same faith led Abraham to live as a nomad in the promised land, looking to a city made by God. Verse 9. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Sarah lived by faith, and even though everything she saw and felt probably told her she was too old to become a mom, she still became a mom. Verse 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Through the faith of Sarah and Abraham came the people of Israel, a nation with far too many people to be easily counted. Verse 12. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. The people of faith died in faith, not having received the promises, but still seeing them afar off. Even Moses died, looking at the promised land, but not allowed to enter. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Through their faith, the people of faith, not having received the promises, declared they were seeking a country. Verse 14. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. Today, we think of that country as the kingdom of God, which is described for us so wonderfully in the book of Revelation. Even when Abraham was tested to offer up Isaac, Abraham responded with faith, seeking what we seek. Verse 16. But now they desire a better country, that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, giving Jacob the greater blessing. And through faith, Joseph demanded his bones be taken with the people of Israel when they left Egypt. Verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses understood as an adult he was an Israelite, even though he had been raised in Pharaoh's household, and chose to suffer with the people of God, knowing there was a greater reward to come. Verse 24. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, assaying to do so, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after 7 days, and by faith, Rahab did not die when others in her city did. Verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. There are examples of faith throughout the Bible of people who lived at different times than us, but who also had their share of difficulties in life. They endured the difficulties of their life, knowing something better was awaiting them. Verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. It is through faith that we overcome the world. If we lose focus on the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and if we lose focus on the hope of eternal life, we jeopardize faith, and we jeopardize our opportunity to overcome the world. For now, as we focus on the kingdom of God, God's righteousness, and the hope of eternal life, we love God by keeping his commandments. 1 John 1, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Before us is a spiritual race, and our goal, like anyone who runs a race, is to win the race. In a few weeks, nations will gather in Paris so athletes can compete against one another, and in those games, the gold medal signifies a win. That gold medal is valuable to athletes, and because of its nature, is something that could be stolen, melted down, and made into something else like gold bars or jewelry. What we spiritually strive for can't be stolen from us by another person. All we need to do is run the race before us, knowing the prize we seek is yet in the future. We run our race not on the hope of some physical reward today, but the reward of eternal life to come. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize, so run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Through faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. When others see a vengeful and cruel God, we know these are people not of the faith, because through Jesus Christ, who died so our sins could be forgiven, we have nothing to fear with God. We still have reverent awe of God and keep His commandments, but we are not afraid of God. The peace that comes through Jesus Christ does not mean the life we have now on earth is an easy life. God uses the circumstances of human life to perfect the faith we have. When others mourn in despair, having no hope, we have hope of the resurrection, eternal life, and the kingdom of God. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. The faith that we have is not based on what other people do. Other people are people just like we are. And as long as we are on this side of eternity, our faith is not yet perfected. When others look to people for comfort and care, we look to God and Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We do not look to other people as a source of faith, nor do we look to the physical things we have as a source of faith. Everything that is a physical possession today will be of no value to us on the other side of eternity. While many find comfort from the physical comforts of what they call home, when we consider the physical comforts of home, we are reminded that we are not yet with God and Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. As we move through life seeking first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, we do not look to the physical things we already have as a source of faith. We look to the kingdom of God to come, God's righteousness, and the hope of eternal life. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. Jesus taught his disciples of the need for faith. Once, when Jesus came across a fig tree, he was disappointed to find no figs and cursed the tree. Mark 11, verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. The next morning, the disciples noticed that fig tree had died overnight, which made Peter bring to the attention of Jesus the curse he had uttered the day before. Jesus used this to give a lesson on faith. Through faith, Jesus could cause a fig tree to die, and he taught that through faith, mountains could be moved and cast into the sea. Fast forward thousands of years, and moving mountains and casting them into the sea was how the landmass was formed for the airport in Hong Kong. If the engineers couldn't see that this was possible, another solution for the airport in Hong Kong would have been developed. Spiritually, we are spiritually limited by what we cannot spiritually see. If we can see something spiritually happening in our life through the Spirit, it will be possible if we have faith. Mark 11, verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto him, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. What we will have is a place in the kingdom of God. And we don't have that place right now. Right now, all we can do is seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, knowing that the kingdom of God and eternal life awaits us. And all of this comes through faith. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. To be part of the kingdom of God, we must recognize that it is through faith, the faith of Jesus Christ, that we can be part. It is Jesus who died so we can have eternal life. There is nothing we can do for ourselves that will give us eternal life. It is through faith we will obtain hope. The works of the law address our shortcomings today, but it is through faith, the hope of eternal life, that we will have eternal life. Galatians 2, verse 15. We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law no flesh shall be justified. But if, while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. To be a person of faith, we must be a person without doubt. If we doubt there will be a kingdom of God, then there would be no need to seek it first along with God's righteousness. But we seek the kingdom of God and God's righteousness without doubt. We have faith that the kingdom of God, which we do not see with human eyes today, will be part of our future. James 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If we are a person of faith, that will lead us to do certain things in our life. As John wrote in his first letter, which we read a part of earlier, because we have faith, we will keep God's commandments. The faith that we have will cause us to take action that is worthy of the kingdom of God while realizing that the gift of eternal life is solely a gift from God and nothing we can earn. Even though we cannot see the kingdom of God, we will live our life knowing the kingdom of God will be part of our life on the other side of eternity. James 2, verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not the things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well, the devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. And see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only? Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. We can look through the pages of the Bible to find people of faith, and can even look to others today who are also of the household of faith, and know we all have the spiritual race to run that is before us. Like the athletes who will gather in Paris in a few weeks seeking a gold medal, we first seek the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, looking to Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And we look to Jesus Christ when life is good and when life is tough, knowing that whatever life throws our way will be used to bring us to spiritual perfection. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds, and have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what sons is whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. We look forward to the kingdom of God, the new earth and the new Jerusalem, from where God and Jesus Christ will reign. No more will there be a curse. No more will there be pain and suffering, because the faith we have today will be the reality of tomorrow. Revelation 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light. They shall reign forever and ever. The reality of tomorrow will include a time of no more tears, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, and no more pain. The former things will be done away, and through faith, we will be there to experience this incredible, happy future time. Revelation 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Today, we walk by faith, seeking first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and hoping for eternal life. During this future time of incredible happiness, we will then experience the reward of the faith we must now have. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.